private lunar lander Blue Ghost touches down on Moon with special NASA delivery. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lunar lander carrying a vacuum, drill, and other experiments for NASA touched down on the Moon on March 2nd. The lander's mission is the latest among a group of companies looking to establish business on the Moon before NASA sends human missions with its Artemis program. While on autopilot, Blue Ghost descended from lunar orbit and aimed for slopes on an ancient volcanic dome in an impact basin. The area is located on the Moon's northeastern edge of its nearest side. Firefly Aerospace, a startup founded a decade ago, confirmed the successful touchdown from its mission control outside Austin, Texas, after following the exploration roughly 225,000 miles away. "You all stuck the landing. We're on the Moon," said Will Coogan, Firefly's chief engineer for the lander. Landing Blue Ghost on the Moon in an upright and stable position makes Firefly the first private company to successfully land a spacecraft on the Moon without falling over or crashing. Multiple countries have failed, and only 5 have succeeded: the United States, Russia, China, India, and Japan. The lander began sending pictures from the Moon's surface a half hour after landing, with the sun's glare obscuring one selfie. The second photo showed the Earth as a blue dot amid the blackness of space. 2 other companies are seeking to follow Blue Ghost's success, with one expected to join it on the Moon's surface later this week. Named after a rare species of fireflies, Blue Ghost, a 4-legged lander, stands at 6'6" tall and 11 feet wide. "The dimensions provide extra stability," the company said. The lander is carrying 10 experiments to the Moon for NASA after launching in mid-January from Florida. NASA paid $101 million for the delivery and $44 million for the science and technology on board. It's also the 3rd mission in the space agency's commercial lunar delivery program, which looks to establish a lunar economy of various private companies while scouting the area ahead of astronaut missions later this decade. Blue Ghost avoided hazards like boulders to land safely, Firefly's Ray Allensworth said, adding that the team continues to analyze data to determine the lander's exact location. However, all indications point to it being within the 328-foot target zone of Mare Crisium. NASA posted a video to the social platform X streaming the lunar landing live. Blue Ghost has landed, safely delivering 10 NASA scientific investigations and tech demos that will help us learn more about the lunar environment and support future astronauts on the Moon and Mars, NASA wrote in a follow-up post, which showed a mock-up of Blue Ghost. The lander should run for 2 weeks before lunar daytime ends, and Blue Ghost shuts down. Its onboard experiments and tech include a vacuum to suck up Moon dirt for analysis, and a drill to measure temperature below the surface as deep as 10 feet. There's also a device onboard for removing abrasive lunar dust, which proved problematic for NASA's historic Apollo astronauts, whose spacesuits and equipment were covered by it. Blue Ghost transmitted breathtaking photos of Earth on its way to the Moon. It also sent detailed images of the Moon's gray pockmarked surface as it began its orbit around Earth's celestial neighbor. Meanwhile, Blue Ghost's onboard receiver tracked and received signals from the US GPS and European Galileo constellations, which could prove useful for future space navigation. The mission also set the stage for a new batch of companies looking to establish business on the Moon. Houston-based Intuitive Missions has another lander set to touch down on the Moon on Thursday. The tall and skinny 15-foot spacecraft is aiming for an area just 100 miles from the Moon's south pole, which is closer to the pole than the company got last year with a previous lander that tipped over after breaking a leg. Despite the failed landing, Intuitive Machines' mission put America back on the Moon for the first time since NASA wrapped the Apollo program in 1972. Japanese company Aspace has a 3rd lander that is 3 months away from its lunar mission. It launched into space from Cape Canaveral on January 15th on the same rocket as Blue Ghost, but is taking a longer and windier route. After its first lander crashed in 2023, Aspace, like Intuitive Machines, is attempting a 2nd lunar landing. The Associated Press contributed to this report.